Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, episode number 76. So it's been a great week with lots of exciting stuff happening for me, but unfortunately that's held me back a little as far as creating a proper podcast is concerned. Basically though, I've started, my great week started with Sunday, just after lunch, all the parts for me to build my own PC arrived. I'd spent an evening the previous week looking through a magazine on how to build a Vista PC with some advice about hardware compatibility, and the following day I spent about 4 hours online on a web shop of a store that I sometimes buy parts from here in Tokyo called Tsukumo. They don't have an English website from what I can make out, so I won't be bothering to sort of put a link in the show notes or anything. Having carefully checked the Vista support for all of the components, I placed my order and made a bit of a monster PC, which I am currently still, that's the one that arrived last Sunday after lunch. I guess, yeah, I'll talk a little bit about it. It's not very interesting if you're not into this sort of thing, but I got my little white anti-static gloves on and put the CPU and the memory onto the motherboard, and then put the power unit in and into the case, and then put the motherboard in after that. Started to connect all of the wires up and put some like thermal sensors here and there to check that things aren't overheating, and then finished off, put the video card in, hard disks, things like that, and just sort of basically slammed it all together. Took me the rest of Sunday, but by the end of the day I'd got it working and was ready to start installing Windows Vista. One mistake I did make was I somehow overlooked, from in the large list of parts, I somehow overlooked a TV capture card that I had put in the list as like an option, one of the things that I was thinking of. But I didn't check the Vista compatibility of it, and what I was going to do was just remove all of the things. I actually chose another TV capture card that I had checked on the website. I checked that was Vista compatible, and then I decided that I wasn't going to put a TV capture card in for now to keep the cost down. And also I'm thinking that maybe I'm thinking that high vision capture cards are probably not that far away, so I decided to remove it from the list, which I did, but I left the one in that I'd put in as another option earlier, and I went and sort of spent an extra $100 on something that I don't need. So I'm trying to get the shop to sort of take that back. I don't think they will. But apart from that, it all went really well. I'm really pleased that I bought the magazine to show me how to do it. The CPU is a quad core, like 4-core Extreme Intel CPU. I've put 4 GB of RAM in. I just want something that will really, really speed up my post-processing of photographs, because that's my biggest stress point at the moment. So I've spent the rest of this week sort of tweaking it and installing Windows Vista, Office 2007 that I also bought with the from the same store. And I found that the English version of Lightroom also runs fine on the final version. This is the version 1 that's now on sale. I found that runs fine on Japanese Windows XP and Vista. So I cancelled my order for the Japanese version that I'd placed a few weeks earlier, and bought the English version yesterday too. So, the reason that I had ordered the Japanese earlier was not only because I'm pretty much used to using Japanese software, but the beta version of Lightroom had lots of garbled characters when installed on a Japanese Windows machine. So when I tried the English version the other day, that's no longer the case. So, of course, English is my native language, so there's no problems there either. It'll probably be better, actually, as this means that I'll be able to quote buttons and option names, menu item names and things from the UI without having to think of an appropriate translation, which is what I usually do when giving this kind of advice on post-processing. And the other reason really why I never go into great detail about Photoshop options and actions and things, because it takes a lot of time for me to start to think of what the translated English word that I'm looking at. You know, I use Japanese CS2. So it becomes a bit of a pain trying to figure all that out. And I also can't take screenshots because they're not going to be as helpful for you when they're all in Japanese. So hopefully, you know, I don't know, I've not got anything planned, and there are lots of great Lightroom, like, you know, explanation type, demo type things in podcast form as well. So I'm not going to sort of get into that so much, but there may come a time when I want to just show you something that I've done, and I'll be able to do that if I have the English version. So anyway, that's the PC. The bank manager will be breaking down my door when the credit card bill arrives, and I'm about to be divorced, I think, as well, for spending far too much money as usual. But I'm really looking forward to being able to blaze through my post-processing, with the slowest component of my workflow now being my own creative thinking and not the PC. The other exciting thing that's happened to me this week is that on Monday I got up a little early, earlier than usual. A little bit tough because I've been up until sort of 1:30, 2 o'clock putting the PC together. But I sat at my PC to record a session of the Photocast Network Roundtable, known now as the Focus Ring. I'd been looking forward to getting involved since we discussed this as a group a while back, but I had to stay out of it once it got rolling because of my trip to the UK. Now I'm back though and firing on all cylinders again, I thought it would be a good idea to get involved, and so I stepped up. Of course, this was an early start for me, but this meant that Chris Marquardt of the Tips from the Top Floor podcast had to stay up until midnight. John Arnold from the Photo Walkthrough podcast also had to stay up until sort of after 11, and I'm sure John hosted this version, so I'm sure he was playing around with the recording after we finished as well. Not quite so bad time-wise, but Iberian X Perello from the Candid Frame podcast also had to make the time in the middle of a busy day, all to enable me to join from Japan. So thanks for that, guys, and for making it such an interesting and pleasurable discussion. It was great talking with you. I won't be going. I won't be getting involved in every single episode from now on, of course. It's, you know, there are some 12 or so, maybe a little more, podcasts in the Photocast network, and you know, we need to give the other guys a chance to sort of get involved. But I will be making an effort to do so. You know, get involved every so often, and you know. Just basically, well, I mean, it was great fun. So as long as I can make the time to do this and the guys will have me, then I'm going to continue to do so every so often. It just won't be every time. Oh, yes. And as BK Secret or Landon from the MBP forum mentioned, please listen to the very end as there's some funny outtakes after the music starts playing us out. I'll put a link to the PCN page in the show notes, but you can search for the Photocast Network Roundtable, and hopefully soon for Focus Ring in iTunes as well, if you want to subscribe. So I'm just about ready now to install Photoshop CS2, and I installed Lightroom yesterday, so I'm going to start going through my images from my UK trip. As I mentioned last week, it wasn't a photography trip, but I should have some good shots to share with you. And as I mentioned in the Focus Ring podcast, I'll be sharing some shots from around 4 hours or so in the Chester Zoo as well, just as soon as I can get myself sorted out. I was hoping to do that, get to that point, blast through at least the zoo shots and do a podcast on that today, but it just really isn't happening. If you want a sneak preview of some of the photos I'll be talking about, take a quick look at the image that is now being displayed on your iPod or in iTunes, or enter M for member, followed by the number 4114 with no spaces into the field at the top of the page at martinbaileyphotography.com or on the podcast page there, and then click the orange button. If you're already at the podcast page, though, just sort of scroll down to the table that will have the latest episode. If you go there in any time in the future, say if you're listening to the archives and not sort of in February 2007, then it'll be further down the list, or you might have to click to view a text version of the list or the full list to find it. But you know, if you're viewing sort of pretty soon, then it'll be there in the top. I'm not going to go into details, but this is probably one of my favourite shots at the moment. I've had a quick look through, but not had a chance to look at them all. At the moment, this is one of my favourites, and I've actually entered this as my entry for the silence assignment. But remember, if you like it, please don't vote for me. There are lots of better photos in there, so I'm sure that's not going to happen very much. But I'm not eligible for the prize, so I'd prefer it if you saved your votes for other members. And I've actually checked and noticed, I checked the database and noticed that one person has actually voted for this shot, which of course I thank you for. It's a great compliment. But as I won't take the prize even if I won it, and of course I'm not going to win it with one vote. But, you know, thank you, but note that, you know, you don't really, people shouldn't really be voting me for me. So if you could go back to the mbpgalleries.com website and change your vote to someone else, that would be great. Of course, you know, the more votes that we can get for the other members, the better. You know, there's a great LowPro camera bag up for grabs with the you know, the accumulated scores for this first year of the assignments. And as things are really heating up now, there really is a great chance that you know, it doesn't even have to be that you don't have to have been involved for the last sort of few months or the last year. You know, if you've got a really good picture in there, which there are a lot of for this assignment, then there's a good chance that you could just scoop a whole bunch of votes. And then the next assignment is going to be the one where we finish the year. And if you get another one, another good photo in there and build on your votes again, then you could still win this with all of the votes from just two assignments. But anyway, I'm going to finish for there. Again, sorry for the quick podcast. Very busy week. My day job has been keeping me really sort of spinning this week as well. Plus, you know, all of this PC stuff. I'm almost there and I should be caught up soon. So let's call it a day for today. Little bit of housekeeping to do, but for the main body, let's wrap it up for that. Again, sorry for the short episode. I'll hopefully be back to releasing closer to my normal schedule at the beginning of each week pretty soon. Don't forget, as I just mentioned, we're now voting for the winner of the silence assignment. You'll be able to vote until the end of March the 4th, so please take the time to look through the excellent images that have already been entered and select your favourite by hitting the vote button above the image in the gallery. You have to register to be able to vote, but it only takes a minute and of course, it's totally free. Be sure to use a valid email address, though, or you won't receive the confirmation email and you won't be able to sign up. I also encourage you to become a member at the martinbaileyphotography.com website, the main website as well, as I'm still vaguely clinging to the hope that I'll one day find time to merge the two sites. And having the same username and email address registered will make it easy for me to do so. Of course, the main website is where the photography forum is, and that is frequented by the best crowd of people that I've ever come across on the internet, on any online community. In fact, as I haven't said this for a long time, I'd just like to quickly say thanks to all of the current members for being such a great bunch. I'd also like to call out once again for questions that you'd like me to answer in a future podcast. I have a MyChingo or a MobaTalk applet on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com that allows you to record audio messages that I can pick up and then include in a podcast. All you need is a mic on your PC or Mac and you should be able to record a message. So it would be great to hear from you. Any of you, you know, if you have any questions, also simply recording a big hello for the other listeners is very welcome. But questions on just about any photography related topic are very welcome. If it takes a lot of answering, I'll do a whole podcast on it. If it doesn't take so much answering, I'll save it until I get a few others to batch them into a single show and get that out as soon as possible. If you ask a question that I have no way of answering myself from my own personal experience, which I always try to speak from, I'll try and get an expert in that field and either interview them and record that, or I'll get the info you need and read it out for them. Normally I try to answer things from my own experience. I look forward to hearing from you either way. It's always great to actually put a voice to the, you know, the person. We often see the face from either photographs or the avatar in the forum, if you're members, of course. But it's always great to put a voice to that person as well. So really look forward to hearing from some of you. And with that, again, sorry for the short episode. I'll call it a day, get back to setting up my PC. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch up with each other again next week. Bye-bye.
PhotoCastNetwork.com, your photography resource in the podosphere. PhotoCastNetwork.com.